Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 19, King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices, Part 3, Verses 10 through 25. King Indra steals the 100th horse 2 times. The great sage Maitreya continued speaking to Vidura. King Prithu's opulence, however, could not be tolerated by the king of heaven, Indra, who tried to impede the progress of Prithu's opulence. So, when Prithu Maharaj was performing the last Ashvamedha Yajna horse sacrifice, Indra, keeping himself Tirohita, invisible to everyone, stole the horse intended for the sacrifice. Indra did this because of his great envy of King Prithu. When Indra was taking away the horse, Indra dressed himself to appear as a liberated person. Actually, this dress was a form of cheating, for it falsely created an impression of religion. When Indradev went into outer space in this way, the great sage Atri saw Indra and could understand the whole situation. And when the son of King Prithu was informed by Atri Rishi of King Indra's trick, he immediately became very angry and followed Indra to kill him, calling out, "Tishta, Tishta, oh, just wait, just wait." Indra was fraudulently dressed as a sannyasi, having Jatilam knotted his hair on his head, and having smeared ashes all over his body. Upon seeing such dress, the son of King Prithu considered Indra a religious man and pious sannyasi. Therefore, he did not release his arrows. When Atri Muni saw that the son of King Prithu did not kill Indra but returned, having been deceived by Indra, Atri Muni again instructed Prithu's son to kill the heavenly king, because Atri thought that Indradev had become the lowliest of all demigods due to his impeding the execution of Prithu Maharaj's sacrifice. Being thus informed, the grandson of King Vaina immediately began to follow Indra, who was fleeing through the sky in great haste. Prithu's son was very angry with Indra and chased him, just as Gridhrarat, the king of the vultures, Jatayu, chased Ravana. When Indra saw that the son of Prithu was chasing him, Indra immediately abandoned his false dress and left behind the horse which he had stolen. Indeed, Indra disappeared from that very spot, and the great hero, the son of Maharaj Prithu, returned the horse to his father's sacrificial arena. My dear Vidura, when the great sages observed the wonderful prowess of the son of King Prithu, they all agreed to give him the name Vijitashva, one who has won the horse. Indra, being the king of heaven and very powerful, immediately brought a dense darkness upon the sacrificial arena. Covering the whole scene in this way, Indra again took away the horse, which was chained with golden shackles near the wooden instrument where animals were to be sacrificed. And again, the great sage Atri pointed out to the son of King Prithu that Indra was fleeing through the sky. That great hero, the son of King Prithu, chased Indra again. But when Vijitashva saw that Indra was carrying in his hand a staff with a skull at the top, and was again wearing the dress of a sannyasi, Vijitashva still chose not to kill Indra. Then, the great sage Atri again gave directions. The son of King Prithu became very angry and placed an arrow on his bow. Upon seeing this, King Indra immediately abandoned the false dress of a sannyasi, and giving up the horse, Indra made himself invisible. Then the great hero Vijitasva, son of King Prithu, again took back the horse and returned to his father's sacrificial arena. And ever since that time, certain men known as Gyana Durbala, or those with a poor fund of knowledge, have adopted the dress of a false sannyasi. It was King Indra who introduced this. And whatever different forms Indra assumed as a mendicant, because of his desire to seize the horse, were symbols of atheistic philosophy. In this way, King Indra, in order to steal the horse from King Prithu's sacrifice, adopted several orders of sannyasa. Some sannyasis go naked, and sometimes they wear red garments and pass under the name Kapalika. But these are simply symbolic representations of their sinful activities. These so-called sannyasis are very much appreciated by sinful men because they are all godless atheists and very expert in putting forward arguments and reasons to support their case. But we must know, however, that they are only passing as adherents of religion and are in fact not so. Unfortunately, bewildered persons accept them as religious, and being attracted to them simply spoil their lives. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. The word Pakhanda used in this section is sometimes pronounced Pashanda. Both of these words indicate an impostor who presents oneself as a very religious person, but in actuality is sinful. As we have mentioned many times, the conditioned soul has a tendency to cheat. Therefore, this quality is also visible in a person like King Indra. It is understood that even Indra is not liberated from the clutches of material contamination. Thus, the words amuktam iva, meaning as if he were liberated, are used. The Vedic literature states that a person who puts Lord Narayana on the level with Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma immediately becomes a Pakhandi, as stated in the Puranas. Yastu Narayanang Devang Brahma Rudradi Daivatai Samatve Naiva Viksheta Sapashandi Bhaved Dhruvam. In Kali Yuga, the Pakhandis are very prominent. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tried to kill all these Pakhandis by introducing his Sankirtan movement. Those who take advantage of this Sankirtan movement of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness will be able to save themselves from the influence of these Pakhandis. Finally, no one can introduce any new system into the Vedic way of life. And if one does so out of malice, then he or she is to be known as a Pashandi or atheist. Recorded October 4, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namaste Narasimhaya. Praklad Aklad Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shiladanka Nakalaye. Namaste Narasimhaya. Praklad Aklad Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shiladanka Nakalaye. Namaste Narasimhaya. Praklad Aklad Dayane. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shiladanka Nakalaye. Ito Narasimha. Padato Narasimho. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha. Bahir Narasimho. Hridaye Narasimho. Narasimham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Ito Narasimha. Padato Narasimho. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha. Bahir Narasimho. Hridaye Narasimho. Narasimham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Ito Narasimha. Padato Narasimho. Yato Yato Yamitato Narasimha. Bahir Narasimha. Hridaye Narasimho. Narasimham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Narasimham Adin Sharanam Prapadye. Avakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Avakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Keshavadrita Narasimha Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Tavakara Kamala Vare Nakam Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam. Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Keshavadrita Narahadi Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Jaya Jagadishahare. Shahare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Hare, Hare, Jaya Jagadish, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitete Koriya Aikya, Arna Koviho Mane Asha.